Here are today's top stories. GOP leaders are concerned about how little money Donald Trump has in his war chest right now. Trump released numbers, and they are way below what the Democrats and Hillary Clinton have raised. And not to mention that Trump's campaign debt is getting dangerously high, over $45 million in the hole. So what does that mean? It means nothing. For rich people or politicians, it means nothing. For us, if it were us, the repo guy would be climbing up our balcony to take our grill. Unless this has to do with skin toner. If he can't afford bronzer anymore, yeah, then he'll quit. Pay it back. In other news, whoop, this just in. People really want tickets to Hamilton. They stood in line for them and complained all day about Ticketmaster on Facebook. Reporting live. Russian hackers have moved on from the DNC and now have allegedly hacked the Clinton Foundation. Obsessed much? They really love the Clintons. When reached for comment, Bill Clinton was like, "Hack away. I got nothing to hide anymore." That's my Clinton right there. I'm going to work on that. Really should have worked on that in the 90s. I don't know. Not much use for it now. The Friends of the Park say the city issued a deadline for today. If they don't agree to a compromise on the Lucas Museum site, George Lucas is going to walk away today. What? That's your strategy, city? To threaten that George Lucas is literally going to leave today if he doesn't get his way? And this ultimatum given to the group who wants him to leave? The city is like that parent in the grocery store. If you don't put that candy bar back right now, we are leaving this store. Yeah, but what about your cart full of groceries? You're just going to leave them there? I call your bluff. In other news, oh, this just in, breaking news. People are really miffed that they didn't get tickets to Hamilton, putting up their second and third Facebook posts, vowing to never use Ticketmaster again and to never see live theater ever again. Frowny face. Back to you. Big vote tomorrow on ride sharing, although whenever I predict a big vote in city council, they just table it or do something wacky like pass it without voting or something soul crushing like that. Some aldermen are pushing for more regulation where Uber and Lyft are saying that they will leave town if they get overregulated. Hey, they could take George Lucas. I hope they don't leave during surge pricing. Man, that could add up quick. Today is Taco Tuesday. What's that mean? Well, it means that Taco Bell gave away free tacos from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. today. Free? Nothing's free. It's just going to cost you later tonight. In other news, this just in. People are now lying and pouting, saying that Hamilton is overrated and they didn't want to see it in the first place. Back to you. In weather, it's nice today. So nice. But look out for tomorrow. It's supposed to be like apocalyptic or it's going to rain. I'm one of the two. In sports, the Cubs lost yesterday to the Cardinals. Daddy, what's the word lost mean? They lace them up again tonight at Wrigley. The White Sox took an extra inning game against the Red Sox yesterday as Jose Abreu hit a game-winning double against closer Craig Kimbrel. Now, come on! Win tonight! Two in a row! Chris Sale on the mound, going for 12. Basketball news, the NBA draft is on Thursday, and the Bulls have the 14th overall pick. Not a lot of stars come out of the 14th pick. Mateen Cleaves, anybody? Anybody interested in a Ronnie Brewer, perhaps? The Bulls do have some trade bait, but will they act this offseason? The big free agent target is Kevin Durant, who will host teams in L.A. in the coming weeks like a boss. Rumor has it that he's showing interest in joining the Golden State Warriors. Come on. That's so lame. Who cares? That's boring. I mean, he should. If I were him, I'd join, like, the Sacramento Kings, right? Like, do the LeBron it. LeBron it. That's what everyone should do now. LeBron it. Could the Bulls be interested in Kevin? No, I'm sorry. Sorry, I don't even know why I even brought that up. That's not going to happen. I say the Bulls just trade their roster straight up with Philadelphia. Or woo the Timberwolves to Rosemont. That could work, second team. Is there any truth to the rumors that the Knicks want Derrick Rose? Hey, we'll trade Derrick Rose to New York for, I don't know, the original cast of Hamilton? That's a good deal. The Blackhawks schedule's out, and guess what? They play everyone. And finally tonight, breaking news. It looks like they got tickets. Hooray! They are going to see Hamilton after all. And that concludes essentially all of Facebook for the entire day. So nauseating, but back to you. That's the carryout for June 21st, 2016, which I thought was the first day of summer, but I guess that was yesterday. Gonna have to change the signs.